Okay.
Ooh.
Hello.
Ooh.
Yeah, now, like I said, now you can just see yourself going.
Yeah, that mic seems like it's turned up.
Or the monitor seems like it's turned up really high. There we go.
Okay.
Now, I figured leaving it around 9 o'clock would be reasonable-ish.
Yeah.
Lee?
I tend to trust that, the levels on that a little bit better than what I've got on the board here.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, that's final. That's what the end software is picking up. So.
Bleh. Bleh.
Huh.
Bleh.
Now you have to see if you can make a shape. Like, do a goat.
That'd be amazing if you could make a goat sound and it and looks the sound like a wave go- is the
well,
shape
just
of a goat.
Loud, kind of, you'd almost have to have it go NASCAR by almost. Because you'd have to have that big hit and then drop it down and then bring it back. So just racing goats is what it'd have to be.
The head would be the hard part because
it'd have to be
it
like kind of eating.
Centered on zero anymore. It would mysteriously be.
I have a feeling anything
hovering above
asymmetrical would be a challenge.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, yes, asymmetrical things. you could do a top view of a goat like this.
Make it all official.
That's a goat. See the goat?
I got a like an ant. I see an ant or a beetle right there.
There you go.
I see lots of beetles.
I think this is like looking at the clouds.
I'm gonna.
There's nothing really there, but
I'm
ooh,
gonna
look.
I'm gonna try to make a whale.
Oh, that's.
How about
sweet.
That?
It's like you cut a mermaid in half and just took the human part.
Yeah. It's true. Courtesy of the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah.
You took and ruined the whale, though. That was a good whale until it became a half-murdered mermaid.
Well, it didn't have the rounded bit at the end. It just dropped off, so it really looked like it was like, ah-ha.
It didn't have the fins either. Maybe they were tucked underneath. I don't
That's
know.
What, yeah. I was thinking it was more like a top view, where it's just, you know, it's
That's
shooting through the water.
That's what I was going for, yeah. Oh yeah, it was totally a humpback because their flippers are always like kind of under here.
It's almost like dinosaur arms, but on a whale.
Yeah.
And I can't say I've ever heard a whale, so we're gonna say that it sounded like a whale as well.
Isn't it more like
a whale speak?
Yeah.
That
was pretty good.
Like a
whale. Well,
that looks like Mary Poppins standing next to Mary Poppins, but like something happened to their face. It's really horrible.
After a truck hit them.
Yeah, you want to get right up in there.
Oh yeah.
Hello.
I'm shirking my duties. Yeah, you wanna be right in front of it and
whisper like public radio right in your ear. Hello.
It you almost have to do outside voices a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just talk it like a comfortable sort of
11.
Sort of a theater projecting.
Pretend you're talking
volume.
To us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But louder. Because my voice is a little quiet.
Well, you also need to get a little bit closer.
Yeah. It's gotta be like see as close as
yeah.
I am.
Kind of friendly.
We'll get
yeah.
intimate.
Yep, and you can reduce the distance between the mics, the
well, you
pop
wanna,
screen.
You want to help her out with that?
Yeah.
Learning.
And then get cozy. So like right here about. Where I am, so yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. And you can even throw on a headphone so that way you can tell if you're moving a bit further away.
Ah, ooh. Hello. Hello, hello. This is DJ Smoothie Smooth.
Like very it. Nice. Okay. Yeah. So, do we have like a mic check topic? So
I do. I was organized this
ooh.
Time. School is starting, has started somewhere in that realm. It's kind of that transitional summer's almost over or is over week and a half.
Right.
And for people who are not in school, it's also that same time where you, sneak stuff in at the end, you know, kind of a summer bucket list. So I was thinking we could talk about that.
sort of the last hurrah of summer.
Let's get outside while it's ridiculously warm. Like, there's stuff that you can do outside that works for fall as well, but there's that stuff that demands it needs to be nice and warm. It needs to be 70 odd out there or something like that. That was the first thing that came to mind.
There's like that last chance summer dance or something that they have every year, and kind of the last hurrahs of summer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so basically for this part, we just do a mic check and BS about that topic so that Adam can hone in everyone's levels. So do either of you have something that would be considered like a summer bucket list thing that you're going to try to do before it's gone?
Yes.
What are you going to do?
Well, I bought this really cute swimsuit, and I want to wear it because I haven't once this entire summer. So
when did you get it?
Probably, it was while snow was melting, I believe.
So springish.
Mm-hmm.
We had snow this year?
A spit and a half. Gotcha. Realistically, the entire winter, it was just snow melting.
Pretty much.
But they don't put out swimsuits until February, I guess.
Yeah, something like that.
You know, they kind of...
Until you see the sun again. Yeah.
It makes it sound like we're all mole people.
Yeah. If I see my shadow.
So, hypothetically, with this daring dream to use a swimsuit outside, what would be the go-to place?
Lake Calhoun.
There we go.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. It's in the neighborhood.
I wasn't sure if it'd be one of those things where it's like, oh, well, there could be... But yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
Though, have you done... now they have, like, the Oh, I think they're like surfboards. It's like just a really long board, and you just get a big paddle.
Oh,
have you ever
thought about doing that?
Because I think that looks fun, but I have this worry that like I'll get out there, and then about halfway out, it's like, I'm tired, and now I'm stuck in the middle of the lake.
Right. No, I think that might be my issue. There will also be balance issues.
Yeah.
I prefer something I can lay on, you know, get more coverage.
Agreed. Yeah. I've seen people do that, and I'm like, how are you staying upright on that thing? You're standing, like, you know, full up on the water.
Yeah, they're standing straight, and yet they're just using, like, straight arms to propel themselves along.
Yeah.
With what looks like a kayak or...
Yeah, it kind of reminds you of the Venice...
Yeah, it's like that, or I've seen those in Hawaii, where, you know, they have waves, and it would make sense. But here it's just, you know, fairly calm lake.
Just gliding across.
Yeah. Because, I mean, what, on Lake Calhoun, they don't allow anything bigger than a sailboat, I imagine.
Yeah, I think that's the situation.
So you couldn't get, like, that big wake from the, you know, 30-person yacht going by.
Yeah, surfing is not an option.
Boogie boarding, on the other hand.
Woo-hoo. Perfectly viable.
Yes, indeed.
I do like to boogie.
Boogie. Jason?
What about you?
What about you?
I'm a winter person. I'm waiting for winter. That's the one reason I love Minnesota is we have
winters.
We have one.
Well, okay. Kind of. Within reason at this point.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, as long as... We had this last winter, and then we had the winter before it, so it's just like hell on earth or hell in winter.
On earth.
Because it's just like either it's scary as hell and you don't want to go outside, or it's just really warm for some weird reason.
Yeah.
So I assume you're looking for some happy medium between the two.
Yeah. I'm kind of excited for October to come too, just because Halloween. Everybody loves Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And worked at a haunt at Buck Hill.
Okay. Yeah. Oh.
This last year, and it was a whole lot of fun getting a whole bunch of people scared.
Cool.
Excited for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's fun. I worked at a Halloween store for a while last year, so we were like ground zero at the zombie pub crawl, and we were doing zombie makeup for people. Dan and Emily came, and they had their zombie makeup done by Dave, who's been on the show a couple of times here already. Well, more than a couple of times, but yeah, October is pretty awesome.
It was fun, Emily and I...
For more than a few reasons.
Emily and I went back to the Halloween store as things were kind of winding down, and I think Emily and I had just gone and seen Doug Benson over at Acme.
Yeah.
And we just came back because we were relatively in the neighborhood. And so we went and grabbed beer and came back. It was like, ooh, we're partying in a Halloween store. Who's going to die first? Because, I mean, that place had some pretty sketchy nooks and crannies.
It did.
Okay.
The basement especially.
Oh, if we're going to play that game, let me find Dead Dan. If only. So, Adam, what about you? Are you looking for something? Your weekends are basically booked.
Yep.
But in terms of weekdays where you luck out of being at work.
Which won't happen.
Okay, so if there's a fire, hypothetically, there, what would you do with that day off?
Ooh. Maybe take my motorcycle somewhere fun. I've heard about some nice scenic highways southwest of the cities out by Henderson, I think it is, like that are along some rivers, and that'd be some really fun riding. So, but then, I mean, Renaissance Festival kind of is my last hurrah of summer already,
right?
Because, I mean, it's so much fun. It's a lot of work, but it's a ton of fun. So,
do you dress up and do anything else for it, or?
Oh yes, yep. I've got my costume, and then I sing with a group called, well, you know about the Court Revelers, right?
Yeah.
The what Emily and I do.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm part of that too.
I had no idea.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's my big joy this time of year. So, yeah.
Okay.
My
so.
My creative outlet.
Dead Dan and Dead Emily.
Nice.
Ah, yes, that one.
You can see too. Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what I got. And things are looking pretty good. So, yeah. If you want, we can hop into the episode.
Yeah. Sure.
But, yeah.
Well, I mean, everyone has a fresh beverage, but does everyone have enough beverages in order to survive an estimated hour of sitting? Or do people need to use the restroom? That's another important one.
I might.
I'd recommend doing that now. Down to your left. And then ringtones to silent. Would be another nice one. See, I always like to test people. I like to test people.
Find the light switch.
Yeah, she's like, it's still kind of okay, I guess.
No, I feel
I'll go
in the
dark. It's an adventure where the power's out. Only in the bathroom. Grab myself an extra Benragi. When you have epilepsy, your knees go to shit.
I don't know. That must have been a pretty epic seizure.
Yeah.
I stubbed my toe yesterday and got herpes. I don't know how, but...
That's what happens.
Sneezed and I got jaundice.
Fell down the stairs and got a cold.
Happens to the best of us.
Is he on the right side?
Yeah. There we go. So...
Oh, and I'm going to remember to put
the
timer on because I'm not going to be irresponsible.
Oh, that's not what I wanted.
Oh, and it's still running.
From last
Oops.
Week?
Yes.
Awesome.
I think I was so hell-bent on making sure I did it last week because 2 weeks ago was the time I didn't do it. Then...
So
you're crazy. That's what you are.
Crazy woman.
I'm just so excited. Like,
no need to be redundant.
I was saying it in a Colombian accent, actually.
Hubert?
Yeah.
Shelby Hubert. I like it.
Yeah, you told me that was your middle name, like,
Did I?
Several years ago.
I
you're so full of shit.
I knew it wasn't, but I was like, I want to believe that. So it's just been that way. Every time I've had to re-enter it.
Marin? Yeah, kind of like Marine, like my grandma, but I think like my great-grandpa would always call her Marin or something, you know, so
it just kind of worked out.
My parents just chopped off the E and threw it in there.
Marin. Cool. Sui. I always make people guess my middle name.
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
It's more fun. Reference my classical.
Do you give them the digit or... The initial.
First letter.
That's what it is. Initial.
Yeah. I usually let some random guesses fly, and then I'll give them a first letter.
Gotta get an art name.
But is your middle name like a first name?
Yes.
Okay. Because mine is, a county name, and a poem.
It's a type of poem.
And it is.
We're going to play the guessing game. I'm going to throw it out there.
Haiku.
Haiku.
Dan Haiku Whalen. Yes.
Limerick? Did I get it?
Yeah, you got it.
Ooh.
Nicely done.
See, I was going to say that mine's not really a guessing one unless you give those hints. If you just say, oh, just kind of guess, it's just like, oh, Franklin, Thomas, Herbert, Jefferson. He's like, no. Limerick.
Eggly bagel face.
Eggly bagel face. Never say that one.
That's a real person's name.
BF.
It's true.
Then again, there are some really, really weird names out there, so I guess I'm not all that surprised.
It's part of Matt Bronger's, one of his sets, is he talks about how when he was young in Portland, they went through the white pages and just found the two most ridiculous names, and one of them was Eggly Bagelface.
Who would do that to their child?
That was the concept of the bit, was just like the bagel faces had a kid and they hated him.
Yeah. Eggly. What?
Turn a little bit further. Oh, Eggly Bagel Face.
It really is Eggly Bagel Face.
He really does have a bagel face.
He's on Facebook.
But no egg.
Friend request.
The weird part is his job title is a cream cheese expert, so.
I'd imagine.
There you go.
Bagel face.
Or orange juice. Or like a toaster repairman.
He does a lot of things now.
Yeah. Works better than the conventional knife.
We're writing this guy's life for him.
It was predestined.
Eggly. But I'm pretty sure that's why Facebook was invented.
For Eggly Bagel Face.
To write other people's story for them.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for doing those repairs, Mr. Bagelface. Would you look inside the toaster to make sure that everything looks proper and stuff?
It's a trap.
Get the cream cheese, quick!
He fell for it again.
Analyze this.